merchant for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Six 888-455-1360. That number, good as always. 888-455-1360. Here is my question, and then I'm actually going to read an email from a listener that I think is very good. Well, interesting. Let me put it that way. Not to suggest I agree with everything. Here's the question. On Friday, Texas Senator Ted Cruz finally endorsed Donald Trump. After at the convention, he did the vote your conscience and so on. Do you respect Cruz's decision to do this? Yes or no? And explain your answer. Before we get to that, here's an email on this. Dear Jerry, it seems that Ted Cruz has finally shown his true colors as the Antichrist, plotting and scheming how to take over the world whilst torturing puppies. Sarcasm aside, I don't rightly understand why everyone I talk to is so bent out of shape over this. Some never-Trumpers are upset and view Cruz as selling out. I don't really see how this is a sellout, because the only person to benefit from this is Trump. I disagree. From what I understand, Cruz's Democratic opponent poses little threat, and his move will do nothing to win over additional hardcore Trump voters who hate Cruz. Some say Cruz failed his family by endorsing Trump. I somewhat understand this, as it was Trump's blackmailing slash attacks against Heidi that finally put me over the line. Still, I have no doubt that Cruz spoke with his family before making this endorsement, so I highly doubt that Heidi is being betrayed. Again, I disagree. He goes on. Trumpkins are furious that Cruz endorsed Trump because, well, probably because they believe my opening statement. I don't know of any Trump supporters that are riled by this. Honestly, I think they view the move as little more than a stunt to line himself up for running again. Cruz might run for president again, but I doubt that this is the sole reason for his endorsement. The biggest complaint from Trump supporters is that Cruz is endorsing Trump now as opposed to prior to or at the convention. I think the wounds of Trump's attacks were too fresh at the time. If Cruz had endorsed Trump at the convention, I'd have taken issue with how easily he could support the man who attacked his wife. Instead, Cruz seemed to take time to let his emotions settle before honoring his pledge. But then something happened Cruz didn't foresee. Trump said he wouldn't accept any endorsement from Cruz. I remember being furious at that, and I'm sure that entrenched a lot of people into the Never Trump camp. Cruz seemed to be painted into a corner. He pledged to support the nominee, but the nominee wouldn't accept any endorsement. If Cruz tried to endorse but was rejected, the backlash would hurt Trump's chances of stopping Hillary. I'm pretty sure Trump's more presidential attitude as of late is the reason Cruz actually endorsed. I'm not. If Trump wanted a shot at the very conservative vote, he couldn't afford to turn down the endorsement. The only problem is that up until now, he may well have done just that. If Trump were still making his own decisions, I'm pretty sure Cruz would have been unable to safely endorse, even now. Trump's response sounded like he typed his acceptance with one hand as his campaign manager was twisting his other arm. I guess Trump's response is better than a rejection, but I made a pledge the day he attacked Heidi, and I'll stay true to it, a never-Trumper, Thomas. Do you respect Cruz for doing this or not, and explain your answer? 888-455-1360. Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Welcome back, Jerry. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Tim. Same here.
I still have respect for Cruz. I still do not have a lot of respect for the actions he took. Now, granted, after coming off that excellent email, and parts of which I disagree with too, I can understand with the going after his wife Heidi how he could be hurt and so forth. But at the same time, I can't ignore, and I'm just saying, and I'm going to say this cleanly for the air, the fact that he showed up at the convention and, as you put it, you know, drank the booze, ate the food, and pooped on the living room carpet. So this will be a first step. I would be more respectful of him if he, instead of campaigning for Trump, went out there and started campaigning more against Hillary, just kept in the limelight all the lies, all the cover-up with the emails, the pay-for-play, you name it, in that sense, helping him without, you know, praising him by pointing out all her flaws and how that character matters.
Do you suspect any ulterior motive in this action?
I have often thought, and I'm not sure if it's possible, that Cruz, because he is such a scholar of the law and the Constitution, that one way Trump could eliminate him as an opponent is surprise the hell out of everyone and pick him to replace Scalia on the Supreme Court.
Interesting theory. Tim, thanks a lot for the call. To Thomas in Green Bay, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Yes, I respect Ted Cruz's endorsement. And while I think the basic thing is he's doing it for the right reasons and not because of emotional reasons, not because of his feelings were hurt during a schoolyard fight type of thing. I think he's going to benefit in the future when he runs for re-election. That's probably a concern. But the greater good, if you want to put it that way, is that Hillary is not elected. I do believe Trump can be a better president than most people think, but I definitely believe Hillary will be a much worse president than people think. And I think Cruz realizes that. I think the whole Democrat infrastructure believes that and has come to that conclusion. And I'm glad to see his endorsement.
Thomas, thanks a lot for the call. I want to read from the Wall Street Journal, who's very critical of Cruz on this. Ted Cruz's convictions. The Republican flips again on Donald Trump with 2020 in mind. Millions of Republicans are agonizing over their presidential vote given the flawed main party choices, and we know how they feel. Then there's Ted Cruz, whose lane jumping over Donald Trump is reminding Republicans why the Texas senator lost to the New Yorker when he finally got the one-on-one primary showdown he wanted. On Friday, Mr. Cruz announced on Facebook that after much prayer and searching my own conscience, he will vote for Mr. Trump after all on Election Day. He offered two reasons. First, last year, I promised to support the Republican nominee, and I intend to keep my word. And second, Hillary Clinton is wholly unacceptable. Those reasons are less than persuasive, as both were also true 2 months ago, when Mr. Cruz so ostentatiously refused to endorse Mr. Trump in his speech at the Republican convention. That non-endorsement was all the more striking because Mr. Cruz helped Mr. Trump by kissing up to him for months during the primaries when the businessman might still have been defeated. He was his apologist in chief among the Republican field. Oh, that's just Donald being Donald. He challenged Mr. Trump only when it was too late, and now he flips again to endorse him. What has changed since July is Mr. Trump's standings in the polls. Then it looked like he could lose in a blowout. Mr. Cruz was positioning himself as the principal conservative who could say he had warned Republicans so he could get a jump on the 2020 nomination. This was the post-convention line from the entire Cruz courtier. Mr. Cruz's problem is that the transparent calculation of his Cleveland speech alienated more Republicans than it won over, including many of his major campaign funders and Texas conservatives. Mr. Trump has since made it a close race, so Mr. Cruz risks getting some of the blame if the New Yorker loses. The polls show Mr. Cruz could also face a serious 2018 primary challenge from former Governor Texas Governor Rick Perry or House Homeland Security Chairman Michael McCaul. Friday's reversal thus looks more like damage repair than political principle. Mr. Cruz's machinations won't matter much in November, but they are worth keeping in mind after the election. If Mr. Trump loses, the GOP will have to rebuild from the rubble of a third straight presidential defeat. Mr. Cruz is already planning his 2020 campaign, and he will try to cast himself as the only true conservative. The Texans' shape-shifting regarding Mr. Trump reveals his true political character. Mr. Cruz's calculations are also relevant for governing in the next Congress. If Mr. Trump loses and Republicans hold the House, they will need to stay united to eke out political victories in a Hillary Clinton presidency. Mr. Cruz will make that unity difficult by using his talk radio and Heritage Foundation echo chambers to claim that any compromise with the President Clinton is an ideological sellout, even if it modestly advances conservative goals. Republicans of good conscience can differ on the Trump candidacy given his sometimes incendiary comments and his changeable policy views. The way Mr. Cruz has handled the choice is a clinic in political cynicism. Today's Wall Street Journal. Jarrett and Boygan. Jarrett, go ahead.
Hello. Nice to have you back, Jerry.
Thanks, Jarrett.
You have really, I think, brought to the air today a remarkably significant issue. For me, it is not a view either way of Cruz, although I am grateful, I am glad. I respect his having finally got off his snit and at least said we need to not elect Hillary Clinton. I don't hear this as an endorsement. I still don't think he's endorsed him, but I do think he's willing to carry out his pledge. The issue here for me has become, and partially because of your time on the air this morning, the issue here is me becoming increasingly aware again. I don't particularly expect any politician, especially at the national level, to be other than a bloody politician.
Yeah.
Part of my moving from Carson and Cruz over to Trump when he finally was the nominee has to do with I don't want Hillary Clinton in there. I do not want the Democratic disasters to continue. Accordingly, anybody that goes pro-Trump at this point publicly, especially if they do it in opposition to Hillary, and especially if they focus on the Supreme Court, on the fact the Constitution has been wrecked. Those things cause me to say, yes, I'll respect Cruz. I think, by the way, he's a fantastic constitutionalist. He certainly is a conservative. But all of that is probably pundit material more than it is voter material this year. Welcome back.
Jarrett, thanks a lot for the call. To Jarrett's point about, was this an endorsement? There was an interview with the Texas Tribune. Cruz has asked, do you consider Donald Trump to be fit to be president? You know what his answer was after a long pause? I think we have one of two choices. Oh, for a big girl, she don't sweat much. Oh. But that was far as he was willing to go. With each of his carefully worded answers, Cruz made clear that he worries about what a Trump presidency would mean, and he still struggles with some of the things Trump did during the campaign, such as mock Cruz's wife and looks and suggests without any evidence that Cruz's father was involved in the Kennedy assassination. I think this was done out of political expediency. I'm deeply disappointed in Ted Cruz. Deeply. All you've seen all along is, oh, that's just Donald being Donald, until Trump pointed that thing at him. Then Trump was not fit to be president. He wouldn't endorse him at the convention. Nothing has changed other than the political calculus for Ted Cruz, which sadly does just make him another politician. And the opportunist and charlatan behind closed doors, the people who know him tell me he is. Philo, St. George, Utah. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Morning.
I think this all boils down to a very, very simple issue, and that is the Supreme Court choices, and the direction that will take this country. All this like or don't like, I think, is all small change. I think Cruz's backing Trump now is boils down to the Supreme Court choices that will be coming up and made, and that will determine the direction of this country, and that. Simply, I believe, is the sole reason for him backing Trump.
Philo, thanks a lot for the call. In fact, there's a new list of potential Supreme Court candidates and on from Trump, and on it was Mike Lee. Of course, Cruz's biggest ally in the Senate. Lee is still never Trump. Nobody believes he's going to, that Donald Trump would nominate Mike Lee. And I don't think Ted Cruz believes it, and I don't think that swayed Cruz at all. To Dave in Appleton. Dave, go ahead. Dave?
Morning, Jerry. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I just want to address the issue and mainly comment on those who either haven't made up their mind yet or still aren't on board. I know it took some of us longer than others, but at this point, it comes down to one thing. Who's going to decide our next Supreme Court justices? And for those never-Trumpers or those who are putting their vote elsewhere, I tell you, you better think long and hard about what this country's going to be like after 4 or 8 years of Hillary and start thinking about voting for Trump.
Dave, thanks a lot for the call. I gave him the free little plug there, and he didn't even address Cruz. To Shay in Green Bay. Shay, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. You know, on the Cruz endorsement, what it really comes down to, I'm not disappointed in Cruz in this. Where I come down is, but I've never been never Trump. I'm kind of can't stand the guy. I don't know what I'm going to do because I think Cruz might be, now that he's stepped away from the issue a little bit, he's not, actively engaged with it, battling with the guy every day. For me personally, the way I'm looking at it, and I think Cruz is too, is what else do we have at this point? Donald Trump sucks, but Hillary Clinton sucks more. And then even the Libertarians gave us a sucky candidate. So really, where do we go from here? I really don't know what I'm going to do. I'm at a loss because there is no good candidate at this point, and so I'm going to have to make a choice of the worst candidates that are out there in 100 years.
There is a good candidate, but unfortunately, and we are going to have him on Wednesday, and that's Evan McMullen. Unfortunately, the plan he talked about getting on ballots and writing campaigns doesn't seem to be materializing. Shay, thanks a lot for the call. Daniel and Stevens Point, even though Earl isn't, I think I need to tell you to hang on, or we're going to be really tight here. Daniel, hang on. You're up in 5:10:23.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.